This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Luke 22, He took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them. My friend often has a 1,000-piece puzzle spread out on his counter. His artistry is minimal, but his patience is long, and the reward is beautiful. I read of a fine cathedral window that was fashioned out of discarded glass fragments. The stained glass artist had greater skill and worked harder than we do. But the principle is the same, turning fragments into beauty. The Bible mirrors the continuous fragmentation of life and relationships. Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah and his sons, Abraham and Lot, Sarah and Hagar, Jacob and Esau, Joseph and his brothers, and then Miriam and Moses, David and Absalom, Jew and Gentile, and even Paul and Barnabas. Next week, the Christian world will remember the brokenness that brought Jesus to the cross, so that we could be freed from our wretched slavery to sin. "This is my body given for you," he said. "This is my blood poured out for you." Jesus' followers will break bread into fragments and call it celebration. And yet, that will help bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Lent is a good time to mourn our brokenness and find our wholeness in Christ.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.